I believe that we have patiently waiting on hold is Carl Kerner. Carl Kerner's counsel at White & Williams in New York. He has over 35 years of experience as a business attorney in the big city. He's advised clients in all areas imaginable: business formation, debt, equity, public offerings, SEC regulatory compliance, along with acquisitions and mergers, and has the kind of experience and knowledge, and frankly plugged into what is still the money capital of the world, New York City. Carl, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Tim. It's a pleasure to be on.
You know, we read these headlines that the FBI is arresting people and that once again there's a way they're rigging the markets to steal from us. And Wes was just commenting a minute ago, I was asking him, is this yet another way they have found to steal from us? And what was discouraging is Wes said, oh, you haven't heard nearly all of it yet. So
well, I think one of the questions we need to ask Carl is why has the FBI chosen to finally do something about this? What's caused them to investigate this, Carl?
Well, I think Wes, where you're correct is that whenever you have this much money in any area, you're going to attract bad actors. Every situation like this has its bad actors. I think I have to begin by saying that we're privileged to represent a lot of people who take these rules very seriously and work very hard at trying to comply with these rules. And for us, it's a struggle. And whenever these bad actors are caught, new regulations are established, and then it becomes more complicated for the people who are trying to do the right thing. But you have, you're faced with an opportunity with this, a response to tremendous greed. You know something that someone else doesn't know. You can get ahead of the market, and overnight you can make millions of dollars for yourself. You have to have great strength of character or very good enforcement systems to keep people, so that people will resist that impulse to steal.
But Carl,
and there'll always be some who steal.
And we're back broadcasting live from CBS Radio's Talk 650 AM in Houston with Wes Christian and Carl Kerner. And we were just about to comment on why now? Why suddenly is there this zeal to protect us from insider trading? When how do we know it's not happening every day, which from what you're telling us, Carl, it probably is with the thousands of consultants out there. What drove all this? What's going on?
Well, the single biggest change is a change in the markets themselves. If you look at the markets today, so much of our trading values are tied up in hedge funds. And hedge funds are a growth area of the last 20 years. So if you look at insider trading 20 years ago or even 30 years ago, there were what you might call crimes of opportunity. The inside traders were someone who happened to be at a company that was the beneficiary of a tender offer, or a company that was going to make a tender offer, or a law firm that was working on the transaction, or an accounting firm, or even commercial printers who were going to be printing up the notice of the tender offer. So they were presented with this opportunity to make a windfall, and they took advantage of it, and then they got caught. You fast forward now to today, and you know, just going back again, if you go back 20 years ago, mutual funds, there was no incentive to inside trade because you don't personally make the money. But now, 20 years later, you have these hedge funds. They have a tremendous drive for yield. They're competing with other hedge funds. They need to show their investors that they're bringing in a big return. They get a big percentage of that return themselves, 20% very often. Sometimes they're managing their own money. And insider trading, instead of being a crime of opportunity, becomes a strategy. If I can't make big yields by being smarter than everybody else in the street, then maybe I can make those big yields just by getting information and having an information network.